Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday, because it's always about the food, man. Meatloaf Monday, that's where we are. All right, listen, we're switching gears. We just spent an inordinate amount of time talking about the Russia collusion illusion. Let's bring it home now. Let's talk about something that affects you and I on a regular basis, and that's voting. We want to know that when we go to vote, it's going to count. We want to know that when we go to vote, only the right people count. We only want to know that the people who are voting are the ones who are supposed to be voting. Voter integrity, the voter rolls integrity, is a big, big deal. I mean, I've got a stack of stories that I'll get to here in a few minutes after I bring my guest on. I can tell you about stories in New Jersey and in Oregon and in Texas where they're having to question their voter rolls because of just a complete failure on the part of those in charge to care enough to clean them up. Well, somebody who cares enough to want to run for the job of Secretary of State in the state of Alabama is our current state auditor, Andrew Sorrell. Andrew Sorrell served in the Alabama State House, was known as one of the most conservative members of the Alabama House. In fact, I even gave him an award for that when I was at the Alabama Policy Institute. And he's on the phone right now. Auditor Andrew Sorrell, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and that award still looks great sitting on the mantle here in my office in the state auditor's office. I point that out to a lot of people when they come visit me, so I'm still proud of that.
Outstanding. Well, good. I'm glad. That's probably the heaviest award you've ever gotten, too. That thing weighs like 15 pounds.
It is. I remember you warning me. You said, don't hold it by the top. Hold it by the base.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. I went
over
to visit with I visited with Steve Marshall a few months ago. We went out to lunch together, and when I went in his office, I saw his was sitting in his office too. So anyway, we do that's not an award you just hand out to everybody, so we did appreciate that.
Nope, there's only been a few of them, so thank you very much. It's called the Policy Warrior Award, but we appreciate you, man. Hey, listen, you're running for Secretary of State right now. Now, I do have to warn you, I've got a listener who texted me and said the auditor's coming on. Ask him how many desks the state of Alabama owns. Are you able to answer that question right now?
19,222 desks cost over $500.
I'm going to go ahead and just go with that answer and call it gospel because you said so. All right. Hey, listen.
That was the last time I checked.
Okay, great. Hey, what about voter integrity? I mean, so I'm doing this segment, and I brought you on in the capacity that you're running for, because I know you're running for Secretary of State, but you and I were talking off the air right before you came on here, and you said that there's even something that we did in Alabama that we need to undo. So tell me what you're thinking about voter integrity right now.
Well, let me give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'll start with the good. I mean, the people in your listening area are very fortunate to be living in Alabama and Tennessee because we are rated number one and number two in election integrity in the United States. Now, Tennessee is ranked number one. If it was any state other than Tennessee, I think I could live with that. But I can't let Tennessee beat us. But all joking aside, I have spoken with the Tennessee Secretary of State, and I complimented him on his efforts for election integrity. Now, the Secretary of State up there is picked by the legislature. It's not elected on the ballot like we do here in Alabama. But Trey's really done a tremendous job up there, and we need to copy and emulate some of what Tennessee is doing. And ultimately, the goal in Alabama is we want to be number one. We used to be number one, and our ranking has slipped just a little bit. So that's the good news. Here's the bad news. When I tell you all the problems that we have with Alabama elections, you're going to say, how are we ranked number two? I mean, how bad do the other states have to be if Alabama is ranked number two? So just a brief overview, for instance, we don't have any type of post-election audit. Zilch, zero, nada. In 2022, we did a one-time post-election audit in just three counties. When we audited them, one of the three counties, the hand count didn't match the tabulator result.
Yeah.
And we just said, oh, well, and we moved on. We've never addressed it. We need a post-election audit. Now, the bill that was introduced the last 2 years by Representative Wood, I supported the bill. It passed the state house 2 years in a row, failed in the state senate 2 years in a row. I'm optimistic for the bill's chances next year. And what it does is it randomly selects precincts and samples some ballots from each of those precincts. But it only requires 30 ballots per county to be hand-counted. That's kind of a joke. We need to up that, all right? We need to be hand-counting all the ballots from a couple randomly selected precincts, making sure it matches the tabulator. The bill is also weak in the area of it only audits the general elections. Well, Phil, you and I both know only about 10% of Alabama elections are decided in the general. 90% of them are decided in the primary.
Oh, yeah.
30% of them in the Democrat primary. 60% of them in the Republican primary. If we're going to be serious about election integrity, we got to audit the primaries. Is it possible people are stealing votes in the primaries? Yes, on both sides of the aisle. It is not only possible, it is probable. But we've got to get an election audit. We have no ballot watermarks in Alabama. Now, this is something Tennessee has already taken care of and Georgia has already taken care of. Why haven't we? My friend Angela Shepherd down in Lee County photocopied her absentee ballot 8 times, took it to a public ballot testing, the Election Day machines, and ran all 8 photocopies through the tabulator on video.
Wow.
And counted every single one of them.
Wow.
That's unacceptable. Our machines can't tell the difference between a real ballot and a fake ballot. That happened 3 years ago. It's still not been fixed. If you were to repeat the same experiment today, I assume the result would be the same. We've got to get watermarks in our ballots. Now, what are the most likely ballots to be copied? Well, people are probably not going into a voting precinct, presenting their ID, getting their ballot, sneaking it out, photocopying it, and bringing it back in. That's probably not what's happening. Probably it's the absentee ballots. So that's our number one priority, and that's what Tennessee does. They only watermark their absentee ballots. I think Georgia watermarks all of their ballots. But at a minimum, we've got to start doing our absentee ballots. And then we have no division of election integrity here. Many other states have it. Florida has an election crimes division. That's a little different than what I want to do, but it's similar. The election integrity division is not just about investigating voter fraud, though that is a major piece of it. The other half of it, I would say, is what you referenced at the beginning of the segment, which is keeping your voter rolls clean. Now, how do you do that? Because keeping your voter rolls clean is probably the number one way you can prevent
absolutely
election fraud.
Yeah.
And there's many ways you can do that. But one of them is expanding this Alabama voter integrity database that Wes Allen started. We're partnered with 10 other states. We swap voter rolls with them, and we run a comparison. We look for duplicates on the voter rolls. And we've so far found 40,000 duplicates on our voter rolls. My pledge is we're going to triple the number of partner states, because I think if we get us to 30 states, we're going to find another 80,000 duplicates on our voter rolls. I have a friend who got married and moved to Texas 5 years ago, had 3 children, been voting in Texas. Still in the Alabama voter rolls today.
Yeah. I mean, it's and by the way, that's not always negligence. Sometimes it's because the person didn't report they had moved. But you're right. There's got to be a constant culling. It's like weeding the garden. You've got to go out there and constantly stay on top, and otherwise the weeds will choke out the good plants. And that's exactly what we got to keep doing. And you have to be able to cross-reference these things, like you said, with other states, because if somebody shows up in that state, for all you know, somebody got a felony conviction in that state and then moved to Alabama, you didn't know it. So all these things have to get called out and reported.
It is unreasonable to assume that the Board of Registrars are going to know that you moved to a different state. Unless you call and tell them, how would they know? Well, one way they might know is if you use the national change of address. So if you are updating your postal address, you have all your mail forwarded, and you report to the post office that you've moved, then great. That information will filter through the Secretary of State's office. That's only 40% of people who move. The other 60% don't use that system. In the case of my friend, she was married. She was living in her parents' house, got married, and moved to Texas. Okay, well, that one's going to be caught because we've now partnered with Texas. So when we run our first comparison with Texas voter list, that name is going to be caught, and she'll be eliminated from our voter rolls, which is exactly what should happen. But other than that, like if you don't self-report or if you don't use a national change of address, how in the world would the Board of Registrars know to remove you?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the Board of Registrars, they're just normal people. Every county's got their own registrars, and then the state compiles, you know. And by the way, sometimes some of these counties, and I saw it in elections in my area not too long ago, are like little old ladies with stubby pencils and tennis shoes that are doing the job. And some of them have to get brought into the 21st century. Not every county has been doing things the exact same way. That's another thing that I would see being helpful in terms of getting the voter rolls, pared down.
You know, I'm excited to see the Board of Registrars. They've elected new leadership as of just about 2 years ago. In fact, one of my appointees in your listening area, her name's Sydney Dean. She's my appointee to registrar in Madison County. She was elected chairman of the statewide Board of Registrars. Well, they've been doing a lot of trainings. I went by and dropped in. There were a couple trainings for Board of Registrars members put on by the Secretary of State's office here last week. I stopped in and just said hello to the registrars. So these registrars, trust me, no one takes the job more seriously than they do. They want to get the voter rolls clean. We got to give them the tools to do it. You know, we had several races that were affected by the district lines being drawn incorrectly. That went on in Etowah County, and that went on in Lauderdale County. Those are just off the top of my head. The one in Lauderdale in particular, there was a young lady who missed making the runoff by about 20 votes.
Yeah.
And there were like 67 signed affidavits from people saying, I went to vote for her and she wasn't on my ballot.
because the district lines were drawn wrong.
Yep.
Now, I replaced that registrar when I came into the office. So some of these things have already been worked on. But overall, I think our registrars are doing a good job. But we got to give them the tools they need to finish cleaning up the voter rolls.
No, I completely agree. And listen, we got about 2 minutes left here. But I think one of the most intriguing things I heard you say was I did not know that we do not have an election integrity unit. And I see that being a big deal. Do you see that being staffed like year round?
Yes, we need to have about five people who will staff that, and they're continually clean up the voter rolls and investigate voter fraud. But another thing we need to do is we need to repeal House Bill 314 from 2021. It was carried by a fellow named Rod Scott, and it changed the way that we do the postcard process. We used to send a postcard to every voter in Alabama every 4 years, and if it was delivered, great, that meant you still live there. But it was non-forwardable, so if you had moved, it bounced back to the Board of Registrars, and they knew you'd moved. To save money, we have changed that process now. We don't send postcards to everybody anymore.
What?
We only send postcards to people we think have, yes, we only send them to people that we think have moved, that they use national change of address or some commercially available data sources. We use those. So great, we're saving $1 million every 4 years, but our voter rolls are less accurate because, as I just told you, 60% of people don't use national change of address. Phil, I was the only legislator in 2021 in either chamber to vote against this bill. I foresaw this being a problem. The rollout of it has been a complete disaster.
What? Okay. Now, this is one of those that, having been there, I know exactly what probably happened. Most people weren't paying attention. Nobody saw it being a big deal. They wanted to help out Rod Scott because he's a really nice guy, even though he's a Democrat. And they decided to go ahead and let him have his bill. That way they could say they let a Democrat bill pass, and hopefully that would help them get through something else. Am I right in saying it that way?
That's probably exactly what happened, but
yep.
They were warned, because I not only voted no, I went to the microphone and spoke against the bill for a full 10 minutes. So everybody was warned about this bill, and the rollout was just as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, you have an opportunity, if you get elected to Secretary of State, to hopefully, you know, bring that back to a corrective action. But, hey, listen, man, we already talked through. I can't believe the time flew by that fast. But if you want to tell people how to find out more about your campaign, where do they go to find out about you?
Yeah, AndrewSorrell.com, S-O-R-R-E-L-L, or Andrew Sorrell for Secretary of State on Facebook. And I'll just close by saying, if a Democrat's carrying an election bill, the safe vote is a no.
Fair. I like it. All right. Andrew Sorrell, currently our state auditor, vying to be our Secretary of State. We appreciate you, man. You have a great day.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Yeah, I would agree. If a Democrat, that may be the line of the day. If a Democrat's carrying an election bill, just vote no. Let it be done. Take it to a break, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.